This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. There will be a free food distribution in Clifford, the St. Patrick Chapel at 9851 Main Street in Clifford will be hosting a pop-up food pantry on Friday, September the 26th, from 11 a.m. to noon. That distribution is a first-come, first-serve event. The event will have the food distributed, provided by the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan. And another local and regional news for today. The city of Brown City's new DPW truck has been delivered and is getting a service bed installed. Once the service bed is installed, it will then be taken to be undercoated and the city's graphics will be put on the side. In other matters, the council also approved the schedule for several events in the city. There will be a personnel meeting at 5 p.m. this coming Monday, September the 22nd. Hydrant flushing will start the week of September 29th, and it will take about a week for it to be completed. The council set the following dates as well. At 9 a.m. on September 27th, Halloween decorating will be on Main Street, and that will begin. And a chili cook-off will be on October the 18th. And the school craft show will be moved to October the 25th. And then on October the 31st, there will be a truck or treat event on Main Street set up starting at 3:15 p.m., with the event beginning from 4 to 5 p.m., and the trick-or-treating in the community will be set from 5 to 7 p.m. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
This is Tyler Hansen from Al Hansen Motors. There's a reason Al Hansen's is the Thumb's premier used auto dealer. Al Hansen Motors provides a powertrain warranty on every vehicle on our regular lot. Al Hansen Motors also is the only used auto dealer with a full line service department. And at Al Hansen Motors, everything on our lot is open to reasonable negotiation. This week's feature vehicle starts with a 2023 Ford Escape Platinum. It's all-wheel drive, fully loaded, with options like remote start, Bluetooth, heated leather seats, heated steering wheel, power liftgate, and a ton more. It has 34,000 miles, and I'm asking $27,980. Next up is a 2022 Chevy Trailblazer RS. It's all-wheel drive, and has remote start, Bluetooth, heated cloth seats, heated steering wheel, and only has 45,000 miles. I'm asking $24,980. And on our economy lot, I have two new arrivals. The first is a 2015 Ford Escape. It's all-wheel drive with 92,000 miles. I'm only asking $9,980. And wrapping up, I have a 2011 Ford F-150. It runs and drives, but needs some parts. With 198,000 miles, I'm asking $7,580.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. President Donald Trump and his supporters have paid tribute to conservative activist Charlie Kirk at a memorial service in Arizona. They praised the slain political conservative activist as a singular force whose work they must now advance. Trump credits Kirk with playing a pivotal role in his 2024 election victory. And the president flew on Sunday from Washington to the service that's drawn tens of thousands of mourners, including Vice President J.D. Vance, other senior administration officials, and young conservatives shaped by the 31-year-old firebrand. Kirk was killed at a September 10th appearance at a Utah college campus. And in other national and international news for today, the UK, Australia, and Canada have formally recognized a Palestinian state, prompting an angry response from Israel. The coordinated initiative on Sunday from the three Commonwealth nations and longtime allies of Israel reflect growing outrage at Israel's conduct of the war in Gaza. Many countries are expected to join the list recognizing a Palestinian state at the UN General Assembly this week, including France, which, like the UK, is one of the five permanent members of the Security Council. Britain's Prime Minister said that the UK's move is intended to revive the hope of peace for Palestinians and Israelis. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Slim Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.